Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Tarnisha. How may I help you?
My name is Ruth Sales, and I see a charge in my account that I, hold on a minute, because I just lost it right here. Oh, shoot. They closed my, well, I have to get back into this thing. What kind of company are you, first of all?
Well, we are a third-party call center that do stand in for online merchants, so I'll have to see which one actually charged you.
Okay. Hold on a minute, because now I got to get back my...
Okay.
Know how it is. Can you bear with me 1 second, okay? All I have to do is put my password in, and it's coming up. I know it was 59 something. It was charged on the 7th of April.
Okay, I can check and see if we have an account
for you.
May I have your zip code, please?
That's right. I'm sorry.
32703.
You said 32773? No, 03. I'm sorry. Yeah, what kind of, is Peak Life something gold? I don't know what that means.
Okay, well, if I get your account pulled up, I'll be able to see what company charged you. And what's the first and last name that the account will be under?
Ruth Sales.
Okay, one moment. Gotcha. All right, and for security purposes, can I get you to verify that shipping address for me, please?
2939 Hanover Court in Apopka.
All right. Allow me one moment, just waiting for everything to load up here. All right, so I do have that account pulled up, and it looks like the charge is from Bitehub. It's basically a meal prepping app that basically helps with meal prepping, how to turn food into energy, and kind of guide you through.
I didn't get into that stuff. I'm sorry. I don't even know what you're talking about. Is a food, a product that you put in your food?
No, ma'am. What it is basically an app, like a phone app.
I don't have any apps. I'm sorry. I can show you my phone like that. Okay.
Right.
I'm sorry, but I did not get an app like that. I don't know who got it, but it wasn't me. Okay?
Okay.
Believe me, I'm not savvy about phones, okay? At all. All I use my phone is for calling out and receiving calls. That's it. I don't know how to put any apps in my phone. I don't know how to do stuff like that.
Okay. So
I'm 83 years old.
Okay. So could it be possible that someone else signed up for the app?
If it would have signed up, it would have shown on my phone. What do you think?
Okay. All right. So what I'm going to do is verify some of the information that we have on file to see if it matches. Can I get you to verify an email address for me, please?
RuthS2939@yahoo.com.
Okay. And can I get you to verify a phone number for me, please?
407, well, you got it, 462-9034. You can see it now.
Okay, say that number one more time, because I'm looking at the number we have on file. It doesn't look like it matched, but I just want to make sure.
407-462-9034.
Okay, the four is missing off. This one has a one. Again, so it looks like somebody mistyped the phone number. Okay, so besides the phone number, the email and address does match. So give me one moment and let me speak to the supervisor and let me see what I can do for you, okay?
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right, so I did speak to the supervisor about the account. Now, so if you are not the one that made this purchase, is it a possibility that anyone else inside the home or outside the home could have made the
I
purchase?
live alone, lady. I'm a widow and I live all by myself.
Okay. Would you like to be transferred to the fire department for this account?
To the fire department? Why would I want to
no,
do
ma'am,
that?
No, ma'am, not fire department. Fraud department.
The fright department? What department is
No,
that?
Ma'am. Fraud, like when somebody steals your identity, you go to the
Oh,
fraud department.
The fraud department.
Yes.
We have different accents, you know. All I know is that I did not sign for that, and I want my money back. That's all I want, you know.
Okay. All right. Give me one moment.
Yeah. Ridiculous.
All right, ma'am. So what I'll go ahead and do for you on today is a one-time courtesy. We'll go ahead and refund that charge in full for you on today. Allow it 2 to 3 business days to show back up into your account. And I also have a confirmation number for you as well if you want to go ahead and write that down.
Yeah. Hold on. I have it for you. And what's the name of the company again?
Bite Peak? Hub.
Oh, Bite. Oh, Bite. I call it Peak. Peak Lifestyle. Okay, confirmation number.
It's going to be CSN Charlie 920-526-053.
Let me repeat that. C for Charles 920-526-053.
That is correct.
Okay. So I'm going to get full refund. Thank you
yes,
so much.
Yes, ma'am. Allow it 2 to 3 business days to show back up into your account.
Okay, thank you. Have a good evening. I really appreciate you. Okay?
Yes, ma'am. You
bye-bye.
Do the same. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.